Imagine a society with a digital dollar and no cash, where every penny you have could all be tracked. That's why thousands of Americans have decided to opt out of the government's plans by talking to GoldCo and putting a portion of their savings into physical gold and silver. Right now, they're offering up to $10,000 in bonus silver while supplies last. Go to HannityGold.com to learn how you could get started today. That's HannityGold.com.
Hey, when you have health insurance, it's easy to forget about those out-of-pocket costs. Now, that can be a lot of money, but are your medical bills accurate? Now, it's estimated that over 50% of medical bills actually contain errors. Now, HealthLock can help. HealthLock technology securely connects with your insurance and flags any overbilling, wrong codes, or fraud. Now, you can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. Now, to date, HealthLock has helped its members save over $130 million. Check them out online, healthlock.com. Go there today. Hey, Sean Hannity here. If you're in a situation where you feel threatened, well, instinct, that might drive you to reach for a lethal means immediately. But we all want to avoid the irreversible consequences of using deadly force. Now, enter the Byrna, less lethal pistol launcher. It is equipped with tear gas and kinetic ammo. It can incapacitate any attacker for up to 40 minutes. It's legal in all 50 states. It requires no background checks, and it can be shipped right to your door. Go to their website, byrna.com/Hannity right now, and you'll get 10% off. All right, thanks, Scott Shannon, and thanks to all of you for being with us toll-free. Our number, 800-941-SEAN, if you want to be a part of the program. The president's attorney, Joe Tacopina, joins us once again today. We are on week two now of what is indictment watch regarding President Trump, the Manhattan District Attorney, Alvin Bragg. We'll get to that. We have investigative reporter Peter Schweitzer, along with Eric Eggers of the Government Accountability Institute, as we have a lot of new information regarding the Biden family crime syndicate or the Biden family syndicate. Soon to be proven, hopefully, that it will be a crime. But certainly we know now that beyond any doubt that Joe Biden lied when he said repeatedly some nine times that we know of between the campaign and being president that he had no knowledge of any business dealings regarding his son, Zero Experience Hunter, because we got evidence all over the place to the contrary, and it says just the opposite. So we'll get to all that in the course of today's show. A lot of news, but we are on indictment watch. And this case fell apart last week. By every measure, it fell apart. And there's three huge things that happened last week. And I have my interview with President Trump airing tonight. And we talked about the three things that really went in his favor last week. Because remember, he even had tweeted out on, or not tweeted, he went on Truth Social. And he thought he would be arrested last Tuesday, about 6 days ago. And that was the general belief. Now, 9 days before he had ever talked about it, the New York Times was talking about it. And then 4 days after that, they ran another article talking about it. Now you got a New York Times article saying, yeah, this isn't really a good idea to indict him here on this Alvin Bragg Manhattan DA charge. This is small potatoes. So what is really happening behind the scenes? Nobody knows. The reports are there's massive chaos inside of the Manhattan DA's office. You know, I guess people ready to kill each other and just a lot of disagreement. We don't know for sure. My guess would always be that you can indict a ham sandwich, and especially in a venue like New York City that is so hostile to Republicans and conservatives, especially Donald Trump. You know, so the indictment part, I think, is always doable, regardless of what the evidence may show. Bob Costello last week just decimated their star witness, Michael Cohen. And his, again, he would be testifying in a case, and Michael Cohen would be their star witness. The only difference being is Bob Costello has a stellar reputation versus a convicted felon, admitted liar, Michael Cohen, serial liar. So anyway, that's going to be very interesting to watch if it happens. Then, you know, it reemerged, the TMZ article, also picked up by the Washington Post and elsewhere,
about Stormy Daniels signing documents saying that she never, ever had sex with Donald Trump. And that's her signature. Would she be witness number two? I don't know. From my knowledge, she was not called before the grand jury. But that's neither here nor there. You know, what is the charge? Then you had the letter from Michael Cohen's attorney in February of 2018. I read it all last week on the program. I won't read it now. But it was as exculpatory as it could ever be. By the way, Joe Biden, got to give Biden credit when it comes to telling the most outrageous lies with a straight face. Probably nobody does it better. Anyway, he actually, in an unhinged tweet of Saturday, that MAGA Republicans, there's always MAGA Republicans, they want to cut federal funding for border security. Are you kidding me? This is a signature issue for conservatives and Republicans in the country. And Joe, it's just like him saying, oh, it's transitory. Inflation is transitory. No, the borders are safe and secure. The borders are safe and secure. Don't believe your own eyes and don't believe the statistics, you know, showing that we're now well on our way to over 6 million people having entered this country illegally under Joe Biden. Anyway, Biden goes on to say MAGA Republican proposals would slash funding for border security, a move that would allow nearly 900 pounds of fentanyl into our country. We need more resources to secure the border, not less. Well, who fought Donald Trump the entire time on funding of the border wall? That was the Democrats. Remember Donald Trump used other appropriations from the Defense Department budget to build the wall that he was able to build, but he didn't have time to complete? I think, 500 miles by the end of his term? Now, Biden's tweet included a photo of himself shaking hands with a U.S. Customs and Border Protection officer, which was taken from his first and only trip to the border, which was in this January. So for 2 years, over 5 million people illegally came into this country, and they were telling us over and over again, the border is secure, the border is secure. So they just go out and lie. One thing as it relates to the war with Ukraine is we've discovered that Biden is spending Ukrainian aid money on retirement programs for Ukrainians. This is on justthenews.com. Congressman Tom Burchett saying, when we can't fund Medicare and we're funding Ukrainian pensions, I really think our priorities are out of whack. I would tend to agree, Congressman. For months now, congressional Republicans have demanded that the Biden administration give a full accounting of the allocated $120 billion in aid to Ukraine. Now, I talked about this last week. Now, number one, I wouldn't give them another penny until Western Europe, it's their continent, that they get the Western European countries and NATO step up and pay their fair share. Because they are paying a tiny percentage compared to what we have been offering Ukraine. That's got to stop. And at this point, unless and until Europe steps up, they shouldn't get another dime. The second thing that has to happen is if Biden doesn't take off the handcuffs on Ukraine and allow Poland and other countries to provide the MiGs that they wanted to give Zelensky, and that means they're not willing to fight to win. And if you're not going to fight to win, then why bother? It was sort of like last week. Nobody seemed to pay attention to the chairman of the Joint Chiefs saying that, yeah, I don't think Ukraine can win this militarily. Well, then why are we providing and spending all of this money that we could barely afford? Anyway, the U.S., according to The Hill, has spent $4 billion in pensions in Ukraine. This should infuriate every American, you know, through its foreign aid during the war. It's sort of like when we go over the monies allocated for climate initiatives in the Defense Department. The Defense Department is to build the biggest, meanest, toughest military, kick-ass military on the face of the earth. And we've gone woke military. Now we're climate alarmist military. This is insane. And then, you know, many people wonder why Biden's approval rating is so low. You know, he has an approval rating of 38%. This was the AP poll, the Center for Public Affairs Research poll. It's the lowest point in his presidency. It was very close to the 36% low. but 38% is where it is. But anyway, interviews with polled respondents and the public, you know, nobody likes what Joe Biden is doing. And what is there to like about this? What has he done? You know, look at his rating on foreign policy, 39%. You're going to give him 39% approval rating even for Afghanistan or Ukraine? Or what about with China or Russia? You know, China gets to throw their spy balloon all guided all over our country, up and down the country. And he doesn't do a thing. Russia takes down a drone. He doesn't do a thing. I don't even know where the 39% come from. 41% on par with his overall approval ratings. 74% of Democrats, 9% of Republicans approve of his foreign policy. If you look at the economy, you know, it's just as disastrous. You know, who could look at this economy and say that there's any good news to report here? I'll tell you the saddest thing, though, that I read today, and it's something we better pay attention to, and a lot of attention to. And, you know, Biden said in his State of the Union address, "I have come here to fulfill my constitutional duty to report on the State of the Union. Here's my report. Because the soul of this nation is strong, because the backbone of this nation is strong, because the people of this nation are strong, the State of the Union is strong." No, it's not strong. The state of our economy is a disaster. Here's the sad part. Americans now are abandoning the values that once defined this great country. Wall Street Journal poll. Patriotism, religion, hard work hold less importance. Only 23% of adults under the age of 30 said that having children was important. There's a New York Post editorial about it. I mean, it is basically saying killing the American dream. And how the American dream is at risk of death thanks to not just Joe Biden, but decades of terrible economic policy, social engineering from the left. And it goes over the Wall Street Journal poll. You know, 44% disagree that people like them and their families have a good chance of bettering their living standards. How can anyone be confident when 2/3 of Americans live paycheck to paycheck? You know, when you have 25%, according to CBS, of Americans that are food or insecure, that they don't have enough security in terms of just putting enough food on their table. They've dumped trillions and trillions into an economy already running hot. You know, 40-year high of inflation, things that we haven't seen in decades and decades, with no relief in sight. Now we see, you know, 9 separate rate hikes by the Fed, dramatically high rate hikes. And then they move in to save billionaires and millionaires in Silicon Valley Bank. When and then the greatest telltale sign of that was when Senator Lankford said, I think he was asking Janet Yellen, now, if depositors in my state of Oklahoma have more than $250,000 in their bank account and the bank goes belly up, are you going to provide the same bailout that you provided Silicon Valley? The answer was flat out no. So it's only for millionaires and billionaires of the hard radical left in Silicon Valley. He just can't make it. I mean, it's, you know, I've never, and then it gets worse, you know, but Americans pulling back from the values that made us strong. Those, you know, values matter. Character matters. What made this country great are its people and its governing philosophy, that rights come from God, not from government. Natural rights, we call them. You know, the great Thomas Paine, the great pamphleteer, were the guides, the dictates of conscience irresistibly obeyed. We wouldn't need any lawgiver. We wouldn't need any government. That not being the case, government in its best state is a necessary evil, in its worst state, an intolerable one. You know, 38% of respondents said patriotism is important. Just 38%. 39% said religion was very important. You know, down sharply from when this question was first asked in 1998, when 70% of Americans deemed patriotism to be very important, and a similar number with religion. You know, the share of Americans, you know, I think people are now afraid to have kids. They have an uncertain future. They don't know. But don't worry, your vice president is trying to, you know, lift relationships with other continents, which, by the way, is not unimportant. But considering the mess at home, I think it might be a time for other priorities, like getting the economy back on track. And the worst part is they're not going to change. They're not capable of changing. The only way we're going to change this country is to change the people that run the country. And the only way you can do that is for Republicans to change their attitude and how they approach elections. We'll get into that later. My favorite hypocrisy story of the day is John Kerry. I voted for the $87 billion before I voted against it. Anyway, he took off on this issue. Anyway, talked about leaders and defended them that fly leaders of, you know, this climate alarmism, and defended their use of private planes. And, you know, he says, I no longer fly private while I was in this job, he said. It's a misnomer. He said there were a couple of occasions, maybe two, private flights, military flights to get to China during COVID. We were forced into that, he insisted, before adding, I'm now flying commercially. Now, he's had a private jet his entire adult life, which good for him. I don't care about what he has or doesn't have. It's the fact that we're being told not to eat meat, and we're being told to dump our SUVs. But then he says, you know, at places like Davos, where they have their big climate summit, and there's 1,000 to 1,100 private jets on runways all over the place. And he says, I've talked to them about it, and they offset. They buy offsets. They offset. And they're working harder than most people I know to be able to try and affect this transition. Okay, so they offset. Let me explain an offset. So they buy carbon credits or invest in carbon credits. That's like, let's say you cheat on your significant other. And then you say, I'm going to buy you a diamond ring or a new car, and we'll call it an offset. We're even.
Uncovers the real truth about the politics of D.C. He's your watchdog on Big Brother every day. Hannity is on right now.
25 to the top of the hour. Thank you for being with us. 800-941-SHAWN, our number. We'll get to your calls. The president's attorney, Joe Tacopino, will be checking in later in the program today as we are on week two of Indictment Watch. My interview with President Trump tonight on Fox News, 9 Eastern. We have a really bad economy. And I always advise people, check in with your financial advisors. Diversification is a really big, important part of any portfolio, in my humble opinion. But check with them. But look at where we are right now. Banks are failing. Banks are being bailed out, even millionaires and billionaires, which is insane. And, you know, Biden's out there saying, oh, the borders are secure. And by the way, inflation is transitory and everything's okay. I don't buy that. You know, it's been critical. You know, for me, all my life, I've taken a small fraction of my savings, and I've always invested in gold and silver. And my friends at Gold Co., you're going to love, and you can learn how to protect your savings with diversification. And the reason I partnered with Gold Co. is because I've done my research, and they're a great company with a wonderful reputation in the precious metals market. Right now, they're giving you up to $10,000 in free silver while supplies last. And anyway, fans of this show could receive a free Ronald Reagan silver coin. Now, look, we've already had disastrous economic policies. They don't look like they're going to get better to me. We have war. We have inflation. You know, another recession is on the horizon, according to the experts. Now you can add bank failures and bank bailouts into the mix. Anyway, talk to our friends at Gold Co. today, 855-815-GOLD. That's 885-815-GOLD. Do it before it's too late. And by the way, as I said, tell them your friend Sean Hannity sent you, and you could get one of those free Ronald Reagan silver coins. 855-815-GOLD, G-O-L-D. Not that hard. By the way, our thoughts and prayers, those that were victims of the tornado. I mean, just so sad. We have another shooting, school shooting, this one in Nashville. It was six. Now, I believe it's up to seven killed, including, you know, if you include the shooter at seven. Six, by the way, three of the people killed were students. Police confirmed the shooter was a female who appeared to be in her teens. Just every time you hear, oh, she's 28 now. Okay, that just changed. Thank you for telling me, updating me on that. You know, and by the way, there was an instant rush. It didn't take long for the Biden White House to try to politicize the sad shooting this morning in Nashville. Less than 2 hours after the news, Karine Jean-Pierre, how many more children have to be murdered before Republicans in Congress will step up and act to pass the assault weapons ban, to close loopholes in our background check system, or to require safe storage of guns? We need to do something. Once again, the president calls on Congress to do something before another child is senselessly killed in preventable acts of gun violence. Now, I've talked about this at length. Nobody seems to like my idea or pay attention to my idea. You know, we have all these retired police trained, all these retired military servicemen and women trained. And what if we gave every school, if every school had, if you need it, metal detectors for kids or for anybody entering the school, and have law enforcement in the school? Because even the fastest response time is going to be too late if somebody is involved in a school shooting. If you have a metal detector, you greatly reduce the odds that somebody's going to get shot. And if you put in these checks and balances and be proactive, and maybe you can work it out that, you know, on the federal level, people pay no income tax. They pay no state tax, and maybe get a small stipend from the school district also, as they, you know, contribute their expertise to protect our nation's children. It's really that simple. You know, it is, you know, and it's all rooted in a principle too, that somehow there's a belief that criminals are going to obey the law. No, they don't by their very nature. They don't. Anyway, 800-941 Sean is our number if you want to be a part of the program. Now, I want to go back to this issue that I was talking about the American dream. And Americans now pulling back from these great values and principles guide not only this country, but it guides individuals and how you run your life. You know, define the USA, this belief that America is the greatest country God ever gave man. I believe that. And our kids are not believing it anymore. Or clinging to their faith, you know, and that we as a nation, that we're all endowed by our creator, meaning that every man, woman, and child was born of God. And that the only difference is in the course of life, you have choices. People choose good, they choose evil in their life. And we live with the consequences of bad choices that we make. You know, and the Bible would say the wages of sin are death. And anyway, but all the hard work is less important. I can't relate to anything like that. That hard work isn't important. I got criticized once that I was giving advice. I said, you know, in these tough economic times, there's only two things you can really do to combat it. One is you got to cut back on your spending. You know, maybe that means if you have an expensive car, actually, it's not a bad time to sell used cars because you're going to get a premium, and maybe buy an older model, maybe that's in pretty good condition, and maybe you get to put a few thousand dollars in your pocket in the process. You know, in other words, find ways to spend less. Most people have already taken a lot of those steps. When CBS News says 25% of Americans are food insecure, I mean, that means they're having a hard time putting food on the table. That's why food banks all around the country are mobbed, and they barely can keep up with the demand. And it's not people taking advantage of the system. This is what Biden inflation has done. This is what his economic policies, his energy policies have accomplished. And then I say, you know, the next thing you got to do is think about, you know, other ways to bring in income. That means work harder. And you're going to say, Hannity, I already work my 40 hours a week. Okay. There is nobody that I know that is successful. And I know a lot of people. I've met so many people in the course of my life. There's not a single person that I know that works 40 hours a week. Not one. Everybody I know works 60, 65. Maybe we're missing out on life. Maybe we should be spending more time in nature with God, which I think is a healthy thing to do, and you should carve out some time during your day to do such a thing and exercise and be healthy and eat better and don't eat so much junk and eat healthier foods, all that sort of thing. But now it's getting more difficult to afford it. But the idea that, you know, when I said, you know, work hard, there was a headline somewhere, Linda, you remember this, Hannity tells poor people to work harder. I'm like, I was that poor person. I was the person that took on the extra work. I was the guy that was struggling to make ends meet and pay my rent and living paycheck to paycheck. It's not fun. You know, I don't have to do that anymore, and I'm grateful. I'm very grateful. My mind, there's a part of my mind that has never changed in terms of its adherence to those principles. And, you know, you say that, and, you know, people look at you like you have two heads or something. Pretty unbelievable. By the way, Andrew Cuomo blasted Biden, said that this issue with Alvin Bragg is nothing but political. You have a cynical public. They don't believe anyone. And when you start to see these prosecutors bring political cases, it just affirms everyone's cynicism. Cuomo's right. Is it a coincidence that Bragg goes after Trump and Letitia James goes after Trump and Georgia goes after Trump? That's, quote, all a coincidence, he says. It feeds the cynicism, and that's the cancer in our body politic right now, he went on to say. He's right about this. And he went on to also say that was caused by Biden. He had very sharp words for Biden, blaming him for the current illegal immigration crisis. He may have had great intent and policy, but he opened the borders without a plan to deal with the number of people that were going to move in. That's now an established fact. New York City winds up with tens of thousands of people to handle, and you can't handle it. You know, even Bill Maher said, you know, this is a massive mistake if Alvin Bragg indicts Donald Trump. By the way, my interview with Donald Trump tonight on Hannity on Fox 9 Eastern, he said it would be rocket fuel for Trump 2024. Alan Dershowitz even saying, and he has a great book out called Get Trump, and he's claiming that Alvin Bragg could be disbarred if he used Michael Cohen to help secure a Trump indictment. But look, it's very easy to lay out why this case has fallen apart. Bob Costello contradicting Michael Cohen, the letter from Michael Cohen's lawyer that appeared last week from February of 2018, and then the signature, Stormy Daniels, even after being paid the money, said the money was not paid for that, and I never had sex with Donald Trump. Now, if she's a witness, all right, did you mean what you said then? Is this your signature? Is this true then? Now you're saying something else. Or is that true? Now the jury has reasonable doubt. Michael Cohen said this then, and now he's saying something different. And then you have somebody that knew him at the time that is saying that he repeatedly said he had nothing on Trump, nothing. But he would do anything and everything to prevent himself from getting arrested. It's unbelievable. By the way, here's great news on the economy from Janet Yellen. More banks could be in trouble. That's what she said. The worst thing she said was to Senator Lankford, when Senator Lankford said, well, if the people of Oklahoma have the same problem as the people in Silicon Valley, are they going to get the same bailout? No. Wow. I mean, that's pretty unbelievable. By the way, Biden is supposed to go on an Invest in America tour to highlight his great agenda. By the way, with polls showing that only 31% of Americans approve of the president's handling of the economy. Perfect time to launch that campaign. And of course, his energy secretary acknowledging half of gas stoves will be impacted by the government proposal. Add to that, now they're attacking air conditioners. Did you know that, Linda? They're going after the air conditioners.
I mean, is it a surprise? I mean, they went after the stoves.
No, it's not a surprise. And this is, all right, first of all, that means what? We have to get a new stove? Or you have to pay for more expensive air conditioner?
Graham Holmes says she's going to go after some of the stoves. I say we go to her house first and see what she has.
Yeah. Wall Street Journal editorial board pointed out what we had pointed out at the time, that the real cost of the Inflation Reduction Act is $1.2 trillion and the subsidies. They had said it would only be $391 billion. What a shock. They got that wrong. But I'll tell you my biggest worry and concern. We have a president that is so weak that China and Russia and Xi and Putin meeting last week, hostile regimes, hostile actors, our number one and two geopolitical threat and foe. And now China aligning with Iran, brokering deals with Iran and Saudi Arabia, and now brokering a deal with Saudi Arabia and Syria. What does that mean? This is a new axis of evil. And I'll play it later. I mean, the admission of Tony Blinken last week that they did abandon Americans in Afghanistan. And not only that, that many of those left behind are a hostage to the Taliban. Now they're going to tell us. Meanwhile, the UK had a great article, Express had a great article about the Taliban showing off their Biden equipment, their battle-ready army. You follow the news about the TikTok hearings, you know that Democratic Representative Bowman is now inexplicably in favor of the Chinese Communist Party's mass surveillance and influence program operating in the U.S. We have got to get rid of TikTok. All these people that are saying it is a spying mechanism can't be wrong, in my view. I'm believing them. And then General Milley saying, well, yeah, I know we're spending, you know, these hundreds of billions of dollars on Ukraine, but they can't win militarily. I'm like, you got to be kidding. But mark my words, China, Russia, Iran, North Korea, they've now peeled away Saudi Arabia that was part of an alliance with the U.S., Israel, Jordan, and Egypt, and the Emirates. This is going to be a big deal. And as my mother used to say, God rest her soul, we will rue the day we ever allowed this to happen. We really will. You know what's sad? I love Cracker Barrel. Did you see this, Linda? The latest company, yeah. They're leaving Portland because of all the crime and retail theft.
Oh, what? I don't doubt it. It's a hot mess. I mean, people have to, they have to get out. It's dangerous.
Walmart announced earlier this month they are closing all of their Portland, Oregon stores, locations. I mean, how could you possibly...
And Starbucks did too. I mean, Starbucks kind of led that whole movement. You know, they were like, yeah. The bathrooms are heroin and drug addicts. It's nothing but, you know, the homeless, they're crack dens, you know, there's all kinds of, their employees are getting roughed up. It's just not safe.
We'll talk about it later, but Elon Musk is not wrong in his prediction about AI. I don't know if any of you have been really paying attention to ChatGPT. I have been very quietly paying attention to it. And this new artificial intelligence, this will transform the entire world over time. And so many people's jobs will be in jeopardy, careers. There's an article in the New York Post that up to 80% of workers could see jobs impacted because of artificial intelligence. And Elon Musk said it's one of the biggest risks to civilization. He's not wrong. The power of this thing, just having tested it a number of times, it is breathtaking, staggering to me. You can ask it anything, and in 10 seconds, you're going to get perfect answers, except that it does have one problem. It is extremely woke. It is extremely left-wing, but that's a separate issue. I want to remind you that thieves all over the world are targeting you, the American homeowner, in a devastating scam. It's called home title theft. Linda, you know, they worked with you, and in fact, they showed you that they could steal your home in 6 minutes.
I'm telling you, this was the scariest 6 minutes of my life. This guy was like, watch what I'm going to do. He lifted my SOCH. He lifted the house's parcel number. He lifted my signature. And he was like, there, I just sold your house. You're welcome. I'm like, oh, my God.
I mean, it's amazing. It's called home title theft. And guess what? Your homeowner's insurance policy probably does not protect you. Most identity theft programs do not protect you, or you have to pay a premium. I protect my home with Home Title Lock, and I strongly advise you to do the same thing. It puts a virtual shield around your home's title. The instant they detect any activity or tampering around your home's title, they'll shut it down fast. Now, it's simple. First things first, when you sign up, they'll give you a free title scan and verify that your home is safely in your name. Then mention my name, Sean, S-E-A-N, S-E-A-N, and for 30 days of protection. Free days of protection. All right, just go to HomeTitleLock.com. That's HomeTitleLock.com.
ID.
Getting reports that the grand jury is done for the day. No vote on any indictment on President Trump from my source. I have yet to get a second source, so just stand by on that. Later, we'll check in with Joe Tacopina, the president's attorney. Also, the Bidens, we now know Joe lied, and we now know Joe cut checks. We'll check in with our friend Peter Schweitzer next.